Morning, how are you doing?
I am really good, how are you?
I'm very well.
Excellent.
Amazing time at West Yorkshire Playhouse.
Yeah, it's been open a week or so now, and look, the reviews are in. The reviews are good, Peter. What's been that first week or so like? Because I've seen some of the photos, and I'm going to go and see it this week. But it looks spectacular.
It is. It's a massive spectacle. It's a full on Christmas show. It's got flying in it. There's aerial work. There's singing, there's dancing. It's a real sort of family event, and the audience get involved within the show as well. And it's just one of those sort of magical Christmas shows. And it's and the puppets are just incredible as well, that have been designed for the show. It's a real spectacle. So. And hope you enjoy it when you come see it.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm interested, when you have to act with puppets, does that take on a different sort of like skill? I would imagine that's quite hard.
It's really hard because I think you have to sort of give yourself over to the puppet and let the puppet lead the action, and you sort of become invisible for a moment on stage. It's a really magical thing, actually. We have a beautiful puppet for Aslan. And it always gets a sort of real big gasp from the audience when he comes out. And it's just one of those like really beautiful and magical things. The response from the audience has been amazing. And we've had packed houses at West Yorkshire Playhouse. It's the first time they've had a show in the round. So we've got 360-degree audience, which makes it feel really sort of interactive. And it's been sort of quite overwhelming when you've been on stage, having audience all around you rather than just in front, which is normal. But it's amazing having 1,200 people in the crowd just sort of really enjoying it. So it's been fab.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen something, certainly not something that the West Yorkshire Playhouse in the round. So that will be very intriguing itself. You play, of course, Mr. Tumnus.
I do.
Now, I would imagine there's probably a bit of makeup to go into. How long a sort of prep do you have? Because he's sort of like half horse, half human, isn't he?
No, he's not half horse, half goat.
Half goat, of course he is. How silly of me.
What's a half horse, half human? I think is that a minotaur?
Minotaur's the bull, isn't it?
Oh, it's a bull. Half
there
horse.
Is one. I'm trying to think of the one in Harry Potter that's a half horse. Yeah. I can't remember now.
No, I'm half goat, half human. But the design by Ray Smith is beautiful, who did Warhorse design as well, which
is
in the West End. And she's brought a sort of very different sort of edge to the design. It's not your normal, what you might expect from the Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe. It's got a sort of bit of a modern twist, and I don't know, it's sort of all the costumes are quite deconstructed, so I've not got I'm not topless, for instance. Like usually Mr. Tumnus is topless and he's got big hairy legs, but in this it's slightly more subtle, the design, but it's really stunning. I don't actually have any makeup, which is amazing.
Well, that must be quite easy then on a daily basis.
Well, it's nice when you've got, you know, two shows a day, that you don't have to sort of get a really tired face from all the makeup, removing the makeup and glue and stuff. But Carla, who plays the White Witch, has an amazing makeup job, and she has to get ready like an hour before everyone else. But she looks incredible as the White Witch. I don't want to give it away, but pretty scary as well.
I'm wondering what preparation you did for this role. Are you a particular method? Did you spend time with goats? How did you do this?
I think it was just more about trying to find out who Mr. Tumnus is as a person, and what makes him tick. And I mean, he's a very complex character because he's essentially good, but he's also working for the White Witch. So he's got two conflicting things happening where he's intrigued by Lucy, who's the human that he meets in the woods. But he also has an ulterior motive because he needs to capture her and take her back to the witch. But his conscience ends up taking over, and he has a massive sort of regret moment where he just breaks down. So it's been a really interesting character to explore, and I've always really wanted to play Mr. Tumnus. He's a little complex fawn.
Yeah, he certainly is. I'm so looking forward to this. It's going to be fantastic. You can catch it, of course, at the West Yorkshire Playhouse, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. It's on until the 21st of January next year. That's 2018. Not 2019. You're not there, not here in Leeds for a year and a half. That would be great, but also I think you'd be sick of it from that. 21st of January 2018. Find the tickets on the West Yorkshire Playhouse's website. Peter Caulfield, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.